All right. So here are Worldwide Live on BBS Radio, through BBS Radio, over the Internet. I welcome those who participate with this call to the Internet. We have currently the phone
Can
line.
Can I make a comment?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I just wanted to let everyone know that they really missed something if they didn't hear Wynn singing on Sunday.
All right, yesterday.
We love the way he sings and his writing and everything. And I agree totally with the songs.
All right.
Don't worry.
It was wonderful.
Wynn. He's going to be playing them all week.
I hope so.
Oh, I guarantee it.
I can hardly wait to get the album. That was going to be really nice.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Only if you make a donation.
Why not?
No problem.
No problem.
Hey, pass the word on to Wynn. I want 2%.
No, he'll have to owe you.
Oh, he does owe me. They don't
we'll
call
add it
Wynn
to the
free
list.
For nothing. It's a joke.
No problem.
One of Wynn's songs over here.
Well, it's okay if he knows we're here, but here's the thing. A gypsy's a gypsy.
And?
That's all you need to know.
Nothing wrong with gypsy. I'm a gypsy, too.
We all are.
Yeah, I think we all are, yes.
Oh, no, not everybody.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Nevada.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hey, hi. Thank you.
All right.
We want to.
Oh, we got a birthday in the house.
Happy birthday.
I don't think she's called in.
Oh, it's too bad.
You know who, don't you? The dynamo of truck drivers. Marilyn, her birthday was this weekend.
Oh, yeah. She was here yesterday, right? Yeah.
If you plug into her today, or if she calls in late, which is Marilyn, you know, she does a better job than Wynn. I would say that a little happy birthday would be really cool because she loves that now.
Just let us know.
Oh, no, you'll hear her.
Marilyn,
I'm not going to sing again. I sung one time and I got criticized for it. I thought it was pretty good.
Dwayne.
Yes.
Marilyn, the cosmic gypsy.
I believe it.
I love that.
I just thought of it. She's a trucker.
Oh, yeah, she is a trucker, man. You ought to hear her cuss and swear when she gets pissed. That's a trucker.
Me too.
Me too.
I am
not a trucker.
You give Marilyn a CB, and boy, she would be an expert. I don't know if you people listen to CB, Channel 8. It's a whole experience in your community. It's worth the money. Go to a garage sale, get one for $5, plug it in, put it on Channel 8, and welcome to my world.
No, we do the real hams here.
All right, here another one joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve, West Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to hear your voice.
All right.
Hey, Steve. I'm not far away from you. I'm in Orlando.
Oh, that's nice.
It's
nice
Lucy.
Day down here.
Yeah, it was nice today, right?
Ron, I need to answer a call over here quick.
Pardon me?
I need to answer a call. Please greet the people.
This is Anthony in Florida. Greetings.
Greetings.
Hi.
Welcome to the conference.
Thank you.
Do you know, I know someone, or I used to know him. He passed away since then. Used to go to that West Palm Beach golf club.
Mm. Yeah, it's a nice place.
He belonged to it for about 8 years, but then he came home and he got Alzheimer's and he passed away.
Oh, it's too sad.
I know.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call.
Good evening, Pastor.
Welcome, welcome.
Francis calling from Concord, California.
Welcome. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Lucy.
Yes.
Lucy, are you French?
Yes, I'm French.
Oh, that's what I thought. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, je parle français. Welcome to Monday evening conference call. You may say your name and your location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Lucy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Welcome. Thanks. Nice to have you.
Lucy, I am not the least bit, well, I'm a tiny bit French, but my great-grandmother was totally French, and she only could speak French. I didn't know what she was saying, and I was just a little kid. I barely got English down, so they didn't bother teaching me anything, but she passed away. But I remember in her house, everything was, you know, in French, and it was new to my little ears. So I loved it. I loved it.
All right.
Hey, you're back.
Yes, I'm on call. I need to go out to an apartment complex.
Oh.
Here soon. But let's first wait until wind shows up.
Yeah, it should be on soon.
Okay, who has joined in here in the last minute or two?
It's about 2-3 people.
I welcome you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Todd in Chicago.
Hi, Todd. Welcome to the call.
Hi, how are you doing? Hi.
Good, man.
Hello, hi. Francis from Concord, California.
Good evening, Francis. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
It's Rihanna in Iowa.
Hello, Rihanna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Sri from Chicago.
Good evening, Sri. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I'm also very sorry about your loss as well.
Well, thank you very much, Ree, and I want to thank everybody for your support. Although, you know, I'm just, I know it was happening during a call here, the Wednesday call, and I was immediately told that she was, you know, surrounded by a lot of light, and oh, that gave me so much comfort. I know she's in good health. You know, she lived a long life. She was 87, and she took care of herself till the very end. So, you know, after all, I'm just nothing but happy, you know. But I appreciate all your thoughts. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, good evening. This is Gail from New Jersey.
Hi, Gail. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
How's the mob?
Doing well.
Good evening. This
Doing
is Roger
well.
Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Morgan, excuse me. I'm sorry. Morgan, I want to give you a special Star 6 hug because I'm leaving the call line here pretty soon, and I really missed our conversations.
Are thou speaking to me?
Oh, yeah, you're the only one, babe.
So what was it, the words you gave me?
I said I just wanted to give you a special Star 6 hug. I'm leaving the line. I'm not going to
be
around.
Oh, aren't you sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, but yes. We haven't talked in a long time.
This I know. We should fix that.
He's a sweetheart.
No, ask anybody.
Hey, Ron.
Jealous.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Well, nobody's talking, so I'll say thank you, Twain. Thank you.
De nada.
Correct.
Hey, Ron, are you still here? Let's see. Oh, you're muted. Ron, you're muted. All right.
Muted.
Are you here?
Hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Hi, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Ron has a great joke, by the way.
That's not a joke. It's a little bit of fact.
Go ahead and tell the joke before the recorder goes on.
Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. Welcome to the call. Ron, can you welcome the folks? Did I give Vin a call, see what's up?
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, don't bother him. He'll get here when he gets here. He's probably in between rounds.
Let Ron talk, please.
Did I push the right button? Am I here?
You're here.
Anyway, on this is a zebra joke. This zebra, he gets run down by a lion and gets killed, and he's standing at the pearly gates looking at St. Peter, and St. Pete says, "Well, are you ready to go in?" The zebra says, "Well, first I got to know something." He says, "Am I white with black stripes, or am I black with white stripes?" And St. Pete looked at him. He says, "Well, I'm not sure. Let me go ask God." So he goes off for a little bit, and he comes back. He says, "You are what you are, and that means that you're white with black stripes." And the zebra says, "Well, how'd you figure that out from you are what you are?" He says, "Well, if you were black with white stripes, God would have said, you is what you is."
I'm telling. Oh, dude.
Isn't that a cutie?
I thought you were going to say you're gray with black and white stripes.
I don't get it.
Think about it.
Go ahead, ding-a-ling.
Think about it.
Oh, trust me, he is. You got to call her, Ron.
Oh, welcome to the Monday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, Ron. This is Terry.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
Hi, Terry.
Thank you.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Love you,
Terry.
Where's Wynn?
Is he here yet? He's not here yet? He should be here momentarily.
Where are you guys now?
Really.
Still in Los Angeles?
West Hollywood, right?
We're in
trendy West
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood.
And Wynn has been recording, and the time just changed here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. For all of us.
Yeah. So he was a little bit. He was still going by the other time.
Capiche. Totally understandable.
We got a new caller in here. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please state your name and location.
I'm Dan from Planet Earth.
Hey, Dan.
Wow, cool. We got an Earthling. Sure. Cool.
I hate using a state or a country because that's all political, but Earth seems to be in agreement. But I'm in Wisconsin.
You silenced everybody.
Sounds like Heist. Hi, Heist.
Hi, Terry. I just hung up with Wynn. He's going to be here in just a moment.
Okay, good.
And I need to leave. I'm on call for my job, and I have an emergency I have to run to.
Oh, okay.
So, Joel, are you here? Joel, yeah. Chicago.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
Hi, Joel.
I'm doing well.
All right. So I don't think that Wynn has that he has access to the internet right now. So if you can stand by and check for muting and recording, etc.
Not a problem.
All right.
Another snowstorm headed toward Chicago.
Wow.
I don't know where you're going to put it.
Next week.
It's usually, well, March, yeah. It's still winter. It's like in Sedona, there's daffodils blooming, and it's about 80 degrees in L.A.
Oh, my goodness.
Flowers blooming everywhere.
That's only because you're there, Terry.
Well, Welcome, caller. Right, welcome to the Monday night call. Please state your name and location.
This is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn. Hey.
Hey, Wynn.
Somebody in Coast to Coast said that the sun had a magnetic pole flip recently, just finished. And they were kind of saying the weather was due to that. So.
Hi, are you there? Hi, sir.
He's going to work.
Yeah, when? Emergency call.
Going to work. How come I never get an excuse like that? Is Terry there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Terry. I'm here. I'm in the building.
Okay.
I am on the roof.
How'd you get on the roof?
I just astral traveled.
Okay. You need to come to Vaughn's room.
Are you in Vaughn's room?
I'm in Vaughn's room, and we can't use the Angel Loft right now.
We can't use what? Oh, well, that's okay. I'm on the roof. I'll just do it from the roof, okay?
All right.
It's a peaceful place. No one's up here. It's just me and chemtrails.
Okay.
All right, Vim, I'm taking off.
Okay, do me a favor. Mute everybody and start the recording. Okay?
That has been done, and Joel is here. So, ready. One, here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
All right. This is March 11th, I think. 2014, Wynn and Terry in North Hollywood, and Hayes, who is leaving in Magalia, and this is the first. I actually, you know, we just changed to daylight saving time, and I was still in Arizona time, and I thought it was 7 o'clock, and I forgot about the call. I was engrossed in something. So we are going to start. Let's just go right into it. Terry, you're not ready, right?
Right.
Are you centered? Focused?
Yeah.
Because I didn't even send out a mailing today. And I was going to do another session on how the Elohim created the universe. And that is usually deep on your side. Can you handle that, you think?
Well, I'll just see how good I can step aside.
Okay. All right. If it doesn't work, we'll do something else.
All right.
But usually it works. And this has been an ongoing series, which I hope if you're listening and you're intrigued, go into the Spirit Channel and go into the search mode and do how the Elohim created the universe, because it is an extremely fascinating dialogue we have been having. And in many cases, it's information that has never been brought forth. And I have to say, if you come from a traditional religious point of view, this is not exactly presenting that point of view. It presents the point of view that the universe started with one awareness that didn't think of itself as God. It just thought of itself as being aware. And that one awareness was lonely, and it learned that it could divide its energy into multiple sections, kind of like an amoeba. And there were all these divisions that were taking place. And before you know it, there were millions of individual awarenesses. And they were all aware that they were part of the same awareness. They knew they were individuated, but they weren't separated. They were all connected to each other. And that original subdivision, the original subdivisions are what identifies itself to us. There is a plane going overhead, and I am on the roof, a little way up there. That's what has identified itself to us as the Elohim. And, you know, I'm a strong proponent of not to believe this. Listen to what they say, listen to how they describe things, and see if it resonates. But don't believe it just because I say it's true or they say it's true. Take a look at how it makes sense as a new way of understanding the universe and creation. Because the Elohim would explain themselves to be mathematical, able to generate frequencies, and that the universe started by Elohim creating frequencies. And remember, prior to this, there was no space-time. Everything was just energy. And so the creation of the first space-time was a major event. And as they describe it, it was somewhat like, for them, like looking at an aquarium or looking at something that they were creating that was developing, and how it developed with DNA, and how it got corrupted, and how it got so many things got negative in it, and how Elohim souls would come into this universe. And originally they could go in and out, and they could share space with a being in the universe. And eventually, they would be sharing space with a being, and apparently, it was through sex. Now, this was also, this same explanation was also in the Edgar Cayce material, as we're getting independently, that it was through sex that many of the Elohim who were visiting this realm would get caught here and stuck, because they got caught in the energy flows of this realm. And in some cases, those Elohim souls that stuck here ended up becoming negative. And the reason they became negative is because in this realm, because there's possession, unlike the other realms, where higher realms where there were no possession, possession caused people, beings, to separate from each other. And it was also more pleasant to be in this realm if you had a lot of possession. And so the acquisition of possession, as well as power, as well as sexual partners, could cause the Elohim souls in this realm to be able to use their Elohim power. Now, it's not clear that they knew they were Elohim or not. That's not something that's been clarified. Probably some did, some didn't. Some forgot, some got caught in amnesia. I don't have a clear answer to that. But nonetheless, they were more powerful than the beings in this realm, and they could garner control in this realm with their power. And of course, biblically, they were related to as a fallen angel, okay? But it's all complicated. We're not like reiterating the Bible, although there are many things in the Bible that were true or, you know, connected to truth, even if it was
somewhat obscure. That is a helicopter going overhead. We see the moon in the sky. We see some chemtrails. Amazing how you can never look up and not see chemtrails. And so, on some level, this all connects to present time, because there are still beings who want to control everything and that are very powerful and that are in this realm, perhaps some of them, maybe all of them, but some of them derivative of these Elohim souls that came here. So we have an ongoing dialogue, and I think we will just now see if we can get into it. And again, if you find this intriguing, please go to thespiritchannel.net and do a search on how the Elohim created the universe. And Terry, is that you jiggling the mic around?
I just plugged in, yeah.
Okay, am I clear? Can you hear me okay?
You're very clear.
Can you hear the airplanes going overhead?
Yeah, I heard it.
You hear it inside, though, right?
I hear it inside. I also hear the traffic going by.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's actually very nice. I don't know if you guys ever noticed this, but it's very nice to come into a call and be in a high place, high physically. Like when we were in Sedona, sometimes we would drive up to the airport vortex, which is this very high hill that overlooks all of Sedona. And it's been my experience that we can anchor energy better. We don't always do it, but we anchor energy when we're in a higher spot. Some of you may try that sometime on our Sunday call if you have a high vantage point to go to during the call. And just sit in your car and participate in the call from that high point and see if you have a different kind of experience when you're up high. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is March 10th, 2014, and we are in the atmosphere of planet Earth. We do not know the words for it. We are non-linearly connecting with all of the beings, not just the people on the call or the people who will come on the call, but people who are open to us in our reaching and our asking. We are connecting with the light workers. We are connecting with people in prayer. We are connecting with the people wishing a better life for themselves, their families, for their society, the people that are working to help others. And we are there to listen to their prayers and to help where we can and to support their postulate that there will be positive changes in their life. Do you have questions?
Well, given our topic of how you created the universe, is there anything you want to intro that topic with for this evening dialogue?
We are working with the elements, the facilities, the potentials, the possibilities that are there and have been there for creation. We are the workmen. We are the master workmen who are putting possibilities together, as are each and every one of you. You are working within the physical realm, and you are working with the possibilities that are available to you. You do not realize some of the possibilities because your range of senses is limited to the physical realm. However, there are other realms outside of deeper density that you also have access to, the mediums that come through the other star systems. The connections are there for you if you relax into them. The more you get rigid within your own fixed situation, the less senses you have expanding out to connect to other possibilities, other senses, other vibrations that are higher in nature, the psyche, what extends beyond your own sight, your own hearing, your own touch, your own feeling. What senses are available to you once you relax into it, begin to expand. And as you relax, perhaps you can see at the very high frequency a color of pink. You can see beyond your own senses. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I want to just go backwards a second. And we know, maybe not everyone knows, but I know, and many of you know, that there are many, many intelligent beings in the universe. And some are positive, some are negative, some are, or another way of saying it is some are service to others, some are service to self, some are mixed. Probably most of them are mixed. We know there's been beings in Sirius. We know there's beings in Pleiades. We know in the Orions, in Alcyon. And according, supposedly, there's some, many beings are bipodal, I think. Two legs look like us, somewhat or another. Not completely, but in general, there's a general resemblance. Then there's beings supposedly that are like insects, others that are like lizards. And how did we go from having an amoeba, which was created by the Elohim, as we have said, and DNA, which was projected by the Elohim, how do we go from there to having so many different races in the universe? Was this all under the hand of original creation, or were there beings on the planet who were taking up the role of genetic engineering and causing this to occur?
We would say all of the above. We would say the features, the potentials, the availability of possibilities are there, and the placing of coincident possibilities together of force fields, of spinning concepts, of holograms placed in the vicinity of other spinning holograms, then we're bringing forth a more manifest, resultant potential possibility as the condensation of the forces then created a fertile field for the focusing of consciousness. As consciousness began to focus, it began when there was two consciousnesses to be aware of another. It is impossible to be aware unless there is something to be aware of. So the creation of more than one consciousness began to create awareness.
There
yes.
Whether differentiation in races beginning even amongst the Elohim before there was a physical universe, whether separations and differentiation in the spirit forms.
There began, as spirit form began to be aware of other spirit form, to be experiments, to be reaching out, to be touching, and to give experience. This experience by one energy being then began to mold the consciousness in the memory of the connection. The experiences that were brought about by the forms, in the forms, then created a difference between others that had different experiences. They started out innocent, and then as different experiences began to form in their memory, they began to react in different ways. They began to segregate into groups with similar circumstances. They began to home themselves onto different planets, which gave them different vibrations within the formations of their bodies. And these bodies then were developed partly through genetic engineering, partly through the survival of the fittest, partly through the lens of the energies that came to their bodies and molded the potentials, the possibilities of what these bodies would manifest and reflect.
So let me play back to you. What I heard was there were planets being formed, or universe, galaxies, planets, and that the galaxies had a consciousness, the planets had a consciousness, and then groups of Elohim started to descend into different planets around the universe, and that they would have to mold within the framework of the consciousness of that particular galaxy and planet. Is that about, am I in the right ballpark there?
Yes, however, there are other groups beside Elohim. There are other star groups that also formed in accordance with the frequencies in the sectors that they found themselves.
Well, were these star groups from this universe or from other universes?
From this universe. However, there were other universes that were somewhat different, and to some degree, they would confer or meet with some of the upper level who found themselves in the situation of being to be in both universes.
Now, was their consciousness developing on its own just as a result of the different chemistries in the universe that the Elohim were not directly having their finger on?
Yes. However, the laws of manifestation still apply, whether it is Elohim or another group. And so there were parallel lines of development.
Mm-hmm. Now, but even in the parallel ones, did the Elohim set the original foundation for that to occur? All right, let me say it another way. It's my understanding that the original bake-off of the one infinite creator was the Elohim, and whether other break-offs of the one infinite creator that were not the Elohim, that the Elohim was separate from, that also took part in the evolution of all of this.
We did see there were other groups, too, that took part in the evolution. The Elohim maintained high level of purity, high level of love. Some of the first consciousnesses wanted to maintain a denser formation, and they then would become stars more easily.
Now, there are groups that we know of today that are considered service to self, like the reptilians or the greys. Where did they become created from? Where did they originate from?
They were from, say, take the reptilians, from a planet that, as they developed, they did not entirely take human form. They took two legs and two arms, that they had scales, and they were very resilient to the rough surroundings. The grays were an offshoot that were developed genetically by another group and flourished for a while, but they were farmed, so to speak, although they did not realize they were being farmed, by another race. And then as time went by, they began to lose their genetic integrity and began to lose some of the attributes of what causes the race to survive, and they have their own government, their own head, who is very concerned and has an agenda to rebuild their race.
Now, if a race loses its bodies, so to speak, if there's a race and they lose their bodies, then they remain in energy forms, I would assume, because there's an energy form connected to every single body. What happens to the energy forms that don't have a body with the right DNA to continue their incarnation? Do they float around for, you know, long periods of time? Do they wait for bodies? Do they modify themselves to take on bodies of other forms other than their original ones?
They have all of those choices. They are an energy form which is very resilient, which can, when giving up its conformation to the energy form of the gray, can refresh itself and can take on another form.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we look at planet Earth, it was said that, many people have said this, that there was an experiment that was occurring on planet Earth of bringing many interplanetary cultures, beings. Sometimes it was said that it was a planet for rejects, for people that didn't graduate on a planet. They would, the other planet would come to Earth to continue their evolution. And it was an experimental thing to put people, beings together from different strata of the universe on one planet. Is that somewhat accurate?
There was a period where the criminals, both high-level criminals, very intelligent criminals, were brought to Earth and were then surprisingly asked to work on a project where other beings were brought to Earth. And there was a big attempt to make a superior being and using those people, but the result was a creating of a difficult situation within the minds of those people as they reincarnated or tried to find bodies after some disaster on the Earth planet.
Now, who was it that created this intent for planet Earth? And so it was not the Elohim was speaking to, and that it was lower planets, lower, maybe higher in some ways, but lower entities of different planetary locations, universal locations, that had gotten together, and they decided to work together to do something with Earth at some point. Is that somewhat accurate?
It was a organization that kept their goals secret, and it was a takeover that was expected to create paradise beings that were superheroes, super with what profession they had chosen, and it did not work out. and it has created a confused mind within many of the population, where it is hard to get through and over the mind, and that is why the heart is a better guide than the mind.
Mm-hmm. The mind doesn't create compassion.
That is correct.
Yeah. And so, going backwards, we have this body, the two legs, you know, the human body, and I think there's quite a few bodies like that in the universe. Not exactly the same, but close. Who designed the template for this kind of body? Was that the celestial Elohim, or was there a lower group that did it? Or was it a co-creation between the lower group and celestial Elohim?
The Elohim, we have a division which creates templates. It creates a template which will be able to survive in environments of the third density and of a higher density, based upon the light body, a template for the light body that can then move into a two-legged human body. These were developed over time in thought space and then put into play in hologrammic form, and then multi-layered.
So it started out as a non-physical, energetic form, which would what you would be calling a holographic form, that would solidify into a body.
That's correct. Or multi-layer, be able to move into a body. So you would have a body, but then you would have a light body that would inhabit the density body, and they would work together.
So there would be actually two things. There would be a light body and a physical body. They were both created independently of each other, and then they would merge.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And the physical body and the light body were both being formed by the celestial Elohim.
Yes. The physical body has had genetic manipulation, genetic track history, and is formed by the environment of the third density more than the light body is.
I see. And then, did the light body have its own consciousness, and then it would decide to inhabit a physical body, or was that a marriage that was arranged from higher up?
It had its own. The light body has its own consciousness and is the vehicle of the soul.
Mm-hmm. And on planet Earth, is there an indigenous population that actually started with the Earth and grew with it? Or is everything on Earth from some foreign, celestial, interplanetary form?
It is a combination of the two. The Earth had several times of an advanced population, which then was wiped out several times through nuclear energy misuse. Then there were surviving forms that needed to grow and develop and had interference from other beings to genetically modify them to have qualities that humans now have with this shorter life.
Thank you. So the question is, for example, Native Americans. Are Native Americans a group that's seeded from star groups? Or they're not indigenous to this planet? Or are they?
Yes. They're not indigenous to this planet.
They're not. There's really no group on the planet right now who we could say was indigenous.
Indigenous has a long-term connotation. However, we see such shifting and changing of the groups upon planet Earth.
Okay. Well, I thought it would be good to end this session, since we're talking about such huge overarching things, with just a planetary integration of Elohim energy with our planet for the best safe passage through this shift that we've talked about many times. Would that be appropriate?
Yes.
So right now, all of you listening, let us just understand the Elohim and the Ra group who's present, the Elohim more so than the Ra group, is able to project energy into this realm. They're able to project it in a way that we can feel it. They're able to project it in a way that sometimes causes miracles. They're able to project it in a way that even people that don't know about any of this can feel the energy. And sometimes they might call that God, although the Elohim are not representing themselves to us as God, but as our brothers in a higher dimension. And that we're fulfilling a role of grounding their energy, or grounding our energy. When I say their energy, it turns it into an us and them, but in fact, it's all one. They're us, we're them. Some of you listening were Elohim souls at one time. You know who you are. Some of you have emailed me. You recognize it. And you come into this realm to be of service. So in this moment, we just take a moment of connection. We ask those of you that are open to this experience, ask to feel that connection with the Elohim. Ask them to merge, connect with your light body, your physical body. And this is just temporary. You're not how can I say it? This is not courting. This is just loving connection. And bring that connection in and let it move through you and let yourself feel the energy of the loving, this loving energy that can be come from higher dimensions. And that we would ask now that the Elohim help us, help ourselves, help our planet in every way that's possible for service to others. and without intruding on free will and for the highest good of all concerned, and help each of us empower ourselves to be our best, to be our most effective. Realize that we are the projection of love to other beings in this realm. We are, and we can get help, but it has to be our intent to take that position. And everyone listening right now has that potential. And it's just a small step to step into the middle of it and allow that to occur as part of your own path, because it has to be a choice. It has to be a choice on your part. And it's taking that slight step, and it's different for everybody. Taking that step changes the nature of how you will relate to being in a body and on this planet. And so we ask for interventions. We ask for no earthquakes. We ask for nuclear weapons to be disarmed. We ask for chemtrails to be made inactive. We ask for all those things the negative is doing, whatever possibilities can exist to modify them, circumvent them, it be done. And we ask for awareness amongst this population on planet Earth. Awareness of the people who, through their awareness, can make better choices, stay in more compassion, realize that everything is part of each other, and that when we mock up enemies, we are creating separation and division, and that we can go above that and realize the truth of the law of one in action. Well, on that note, I thank you all for being here. I thank Terry. I thank our sources. And, every Wednesday we do a call where you can send in questions and we answer them. And I don't promise to get to all the questions, but I do take them in priority, and I do tend to take questions from newer people who have never asked a question first, as long as it's an appropriate question. So on that note, I'm going to unmute you if I can figure out how to do this. Second. We're all unmuted. And
we're hoping to hear you sing again.
You want to sing again? Well, you know what? I purposely hold my talent back because I don't want to compete with the other work we're doing, which is actually more important.
I agree, but you do have a talent.
Your conference recording has stopped.